You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Oh, it is, by the way, today is Tuesday, October the 18th. Yesterday, when I did my podcast, I wasn't looking at my calendar, and I just went off the top of my head saying it was Monday, October 16th. Apparently, folks, the 16th was on Sunday. I missed it. I'm sorry. So Monday's a void. No, it's not. Today is Tuesday, October the 18th. Glad you're with me today. I'm doing another movie review because this one was a great movie called Deepwater Horizon. And I was able to go see that with my wife about a week ago. And I wanted to get this review out to you in case they take it out of the theaters very soon. You need to go see it if you can. But let me start this blog by saying, you know, thank you for being a faithful listener to my podcast. I do appreciate it. And if you ever get a chance, go to iTunes and go there and give me a 5-star rating. I do appreciate it. You can subscribe to these podcasts as well. Anytime a new one will come out, it will show up on iTunes automatically. And I do appreciate if you'll do that. Give me a 5-star review, and that goes a long way, helping me with meet new people and getting the message out about Chuck's Favorite Things. So, Deepwater Horizon, what was it all about? Well, we know it's very recent history. If you've been alive for the last 10, 20 years, you know this is something that happened 6 years ago. And I prefaced this blog that I wrote on my chucksfavoritethings.com. I preface it by talking about a friend of mine who was in the oil business, and he works on oil rigs all around the world, not just around the United States, but all around the world. You can see his post on Facebook where he's, you know, in the North Atlantic. He's down near, you know, Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf states there. He's over near Thailand and Hong Kong, over there near the Philippines. He's been to like places like Norway and Scandinavian countries, working on oil wells everywhere. He goes all over the place. And I'm sure he's been in the Gulf of Mexico where this movie took place. But he works on a very hard situation. I mean, he's running a remote control vehicle underneath the water working on these oil rigs. It's just an amazing thing that he does. And we've not talked personally about it. I just read his post and I say, man, that's amazing what he does. Now, the Deepwater Horizon was a well that was in the Gulf of Mexico, if you remember. And it was a state-of-the-art rig. And in fact, they said in the movie that this is a boat. Okay, it's not an oil rig. Sure, it was connected to the earth through the rig system, through the drill process. They were connected that way, you know, kind of tethered to the earth. But it actually floated. The whole rig floated, and it had thruster engines all around it that kept it in place. And so if the weather got bad or it needed to be readjusted to the well, it would adjust. And they would do it, you know, manually, automatically. And it's just an amazing thing to keep this thing afloat as well as balanced and in the right spot. Can you imagine anything going wrong with a situation like that? Here you are out in the Gulf of Mexico. You're on a floating boat that's drilling a oil well into the earth, you know, 3 miles below. Could anything go wrong? Could the weather go bad? Could you get hurricanes? Could you have an electrical fire? Could something go wrong? Well, that's what happened. Something went wrong. Director Peter Berg, you know him, he's also an actor. He makes a cameo in this movie. It reminded me of Alfred Hitchcock making cameos in his movies. But Peter Berg is an actor, and that's where I first learned about him as an actor. But also, he's a great director. Director Peter Berg takes a remarkable cast and tells a compelling story based on the terrible events that happened on April 20th, 2010. Now, the cast includes some great actors and actresses that I like a lot. Mr. Mark Wahlberg, Mr. Kurt Russell, Douglas Griffin, Gina Rodriguez, and Mr. John Malkovich. I mean, can you imagine? Ethan Suplee, Dylan O'Brien. And Dylan, I saw his face. And I said, who is this guy? He looks familiar. I can't make the connection. And then I did the research and I found out he was the kid that played Thomas on The Maze Runner. If you watch The Maze Runner and The Scorch Trials, you see Dylan O'Brien as a younger, kid. And now in this movie, he's, acting as a 20-something-year-old oil rig worker. Kate Hudson's in this movie, and I didn't know, or if I'd forgotten, that Kurt Russell is her stepfather. Didn't know that. Of course, Peter Berg makes an appearance, and country music star Mr. Trace Adkins also is in this movie. Just for a short bit, he has only like two lines, and he's very makes his presence known, the big guy that can sing really good. Okay, Deepwater Horizon 2016 is a great film that will be enjoyed best on the big screen. Julie and I saw it on the IMAX screen at the IMAX Theater, or in theaters here in Moore, Oklahoma. Man, if you can see it on the big screen, the sound effects are awesome. The imagery is great on that big, six-story screen. Go see Deepwater Horizon if you can. Now, a few weeks ago, I was watching HBO, and they had a special on Deepwater Horizon. And, of course, since you've lived through history, you think you know a lot about Deepwater Horizon, the events that happened. You think you know a lot about Sully and different movies that have come out that tell true stories. Well, it's amazing what you don't know. And so, and of course, the old saying is, you don't know what you don't know. In this HBO special, I watched it, and it showed interviews with the actors up close, talked about how the film was made. According to this preview that I saw, the filmmakers actually built the oil rig down in Louisiana. They made a set, outside set, of this big oil rig, and they built it on land, of course. And then I guess they might have brought in some water, or I don't know how all that works. But anyway, it's a real oil rig. Of course, it wasn't working. But they actually had oil field workers come in and teach the cast and crew how to work with the pipe and the drill and all the equipment that was in the movie. I thought that was interesting. And this film portrays very recent history, as I said. It was the worst environmental disaster to date that we've had, man-made disaster. 11 crew members were killed, and execs with BP, British Petroleum, were prosecuted. Billions of dollars in fines have been paid. It was a terrible tragedy. Now, could it have been avoided? I don't have all the answers, but you can watch this film for yourself and decide for yourself. And I know this film doesn't tell the whole story, perhaps, but it tells a lot of the story. And so maybe you'd have to do some more research than that. But I believe that Deepwater Horizon from 2016 was a tribute to those who died. I think it was a fitting way to show what a working oil rig out in the Gulf of Mexico looks like, and the interactions of the crew and the officials that were on site. So, I highly recommend this movie. If you get a chance, go see Deepwater Horizon, starring Mark Wahlberg and Kurt Russell and others. I think you'll enjoy it because it is a lot of action, a lot of explosions, a lot of noise, but you get the experience, you get the effect that you were actually there as the oil well was blowing up and catching fire. Okay, Chuck Whetstone, until tomorrow. Now, tomorrow I'm going to share with you a song that I co-wrote with a friend of mine, and I'm going to share with you that recording. Enjoy that on Wednesday. Until tomorrow, this is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today's been another movie review, and I hope to share with you at least one more by the end of this week, and let October be the month of movie reviews. Until tomorrow, and that special song I'll share with you then, Chuck Whetstone, signing out. Bye-bye.